next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska visits Illinois on Friday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions is good.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Chris Hetty with the Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good, Chris.
Hey, so obviously it was just announced that Dave Remington is the interim athletic director. I was curious your initial thoughts on that appointment.
Oh, you know, I think that Dave is a perfect guy that cares so much about this place. Obviously, had a storied career here. Has a great a background in administrative duties, and I think that for this moment, a very good choice.
Were you aware that that was who the administrators wanted to go after from the beginning? Like, or did you have a heads up that this is who they were going to try and go get?
Yes, I had, you know, there's always rumblings that are going on, and I had heard his name.
Sure. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Chris.
Your next question is from the line of Bob Asmussen with Champaign News.
Hey, Coach. You lost a close game a couple of years ago in Champaign. Will that game get brought up with your team this week at all or not?
You know, there's a few that are still here that were there. And, you know, we probably will at some point reference that going into Champaign. But, you know, a lot of things, both sides have changed since then. So the focus really is about Illinois this year and our team this year.
Hey, Coach, what kind of improvements do you see from Levy Smith's team?
Oh, you know, I think that team is growing and, you know, I think that in general, you just see kind of that progress of growth and change taking place.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was curious your thoughts on opposing locker rooms and the state of things. I know that's been a topic of conversation in the last day or so. And how are they from your perspective?
I'm not aware of the conversation. Are you talking about actually the physical locker room itself?
Yes. Coach Harbaugh addressed what he thought were lower standards than the players deserve and said that the Big Ten needs to look at it. And I was curious what you thought about opposing locker rooms and if across the Big Ten if they were good enough.
Well, I've never really thought in terms of change. I'll tell you this, there are vast differences of places that you go, and you know, I'm not sure I haven't really thought about it, but that might be a good idea for people to have to look at that and see what kind of facilities that are being provided, just so, you know, it's accommodating to the visiting teams of what they need to get done and what the environment's like for the visiting team. That's probably off the top of my head, that would be my thought.
And then separately, I was curious if you'd had conversations with your players about protesting, you know, expressing themselves that way, what those conversations have been like, and how you would feel if one of them knelt during the national anthem.
You know, I have not this year. We have not faced that possibility at this point because, you know, we've been inside during the anthem so far this year, and I think we will be this Friday night too. So I haven't had to address it specifically to this team about an upcoming event like that, but I certainly did last year, and we had a couple players at our Northwestern game that did kneel, and that player, one of them prepped me, and then we together prepped the team, and then he did it, and then he answered to why at the press conference on Monday, and I thought it was really well done.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Hey, Casey, good. Thank you.
I was wondering about, you look at your team right now, your assessment of your team after four games.
Oh, boy, we've got a mixed bag. I really like this team a lot. This team has battled. All of our games have been real close and hard fought, and we've lost two of them, very obviously disappointing. But my assessment is this team will fight and compete. And there are areas and individuals that are improving. So my general thought at this time is that we are on an upward trend, both unit-wise, offense, defense, special teams, and individuals are growing. So I feel good about that. You know, our team is still hampered, like everybody is at some point, by injury. So the possibility of getting some guys back, we're hopeful about right now.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks, Casey.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.